your eyes to the skies. It's time for Spaced Out on 95 PFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
I am joined by Josh from Stardome Observatory. Kia ora, Josh.
Kia ora.
Sorry, I got a bit trigger happy with the old hold button and I just cut you off when I was on the phone with you.
You're all good.
Alrighty, let's do it. Let's talk about space. Tell me, what's happening out there?
Yeah, we've got a few stories this week. Our first kind of major big story in space is some issues with the iconic Hubble telescope, which is up in space. But yeah, basically NASA's had a few issues with the gyroscopes, and they are essentially what keeps the telescope pointed at objects in space. And another one of them has failed. So they're now kind of having to adjust the way that they actually use the telescope, which, yeah, it's kind of just a sign of its age, unfortunately, even though it's such a, you know, iconic piece of astronomy.
Right. I mean, a gyroscope, when I first looked at that, I was like, what the heck is that? But that sounds like a pretty important part of a telescope to keep it pointing in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, they're essential. It's kind of like wheels on a car. Like, you know, you need the wheels in the car and you need gyroscopes in space to point things around, to orientate. And Hubble has six gyroscopes and three of those have failed over the years. So it had three left, but one of those has now failed, a fourth one. So they only have two of them left. So what NASA's done is they're now switching to what they call like a single gyroscope mode. So they're just using one of them to still have a backup with the second one that's remaining. Which means, you know, it's still working, it's still can point around, but it does mean that it's at a reduced capacity, so they can't actually, they can't look at and track as many things as they were wanting to, so it kind of it slightly diminishes Hubble's capacity in space, which is a bit of a shame.
Right, and you said before it's kind of a sign of its age. What's the deal, like, moving forward to avoid this kind of issue?
Yeah, I mean, it's to be expected. I mean, Hubble was launched in 1990, so this is like a 34-year-old, you know, telescope. It's older than me.
Yeah.
But yeah, luckily we do have other telescopes in space. You know, we had the new James Webb launched a few years ago, and that's been sending us amazing images. So it's to be expected, but I think if anything, it's just, yeah, it's a little bit sad because I think, you know, Hubble is such an iconic piece of technology. And not just astronomy, but it's something that everyone knows about. So I think, you know, the day when Hubble finally does start working and we retire it, I think it's, yeah, going to be a pretty sad day for astronomy.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay, and then what's going on with Boeing's Starliner?
Yeah, this is a bit of an ongoing issue that we've seen with Boeing, yeah, the plane company, which I'm sure everyone's seen issues with Boeing and their planes and kind of the PR nightmare that they're dealing with at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, Boeing, they also manufacture spacecraft, and NASA contracted them to build one to take astronauts to the space station, which is called Starliner. And they finally launched it a few weeks ago after about 6-7 years of delays. And even though it had astronauts on board for the first time as it was traveling to the space station, they discovered more problems. They found hydrogen leaks within the spacecraft, which is not a good thing. They found thruster issues. Those astronauts, they had already supposed to have returned to Earth, but NASA's, they've continuously delayed it. They were meant to come home today. They've now pushed it to the weekend, so they seem to be having more issues with their Boeing spacecraft, which is not a good thing when you're in space.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to be an astronaut stuck in space.
No, I mean, it's like, imagine if, you know, you went to the airport on a Boeing plane and they said, hey, the engines aren't working, but we're going to try and take off anyway, you know? It just wouldn't happen. So you can imagine with a spacecraft, which, you know, is relying, these astronauts need this to get back to Earth. It's a big problem, and, yeah, it obviously speaks to the issues that Boeing as a company is, been having in general lately.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, if they can't really sort things out with their airplanes, maybe it's not quite time to be launching into space. What do you reckon?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, I'm not gonna, you know, speak to the engineers who have built the spacecraft, but you know, there are other ways to get to space. SpaceX famously is now kind of the main way to get to the ISS. They've already launched like 9 or 10 crewed missions. So I think it's a bit of a nightmare for Boeing. And I think in the future, it's very unlikely that NASA's going to go to them to, you know, ask them to build a spacecraft for them if it's going to, you know, end up like this again.
Crazy. Okay, we've got one more. Accidentally live streaming an emergency simulation. Oh my gosh, that sounds so stressful.
Yeah, it's as dramatic as it sounds. But yeah, this was another kind of funny story once we realised it wasn't real. But the astronauts on the space station, they're constantly doing routine checks and practicing for emergencies. And they were practicing an emergency situation where an astronaut would suffer from decompression sickness, so, having their spacesuit torn or something. But they were doing this simulation, and NASA forgot to cut this live feed off from the public feed, because you can just tune into the ISS and watch it and listen to it. And they started live streaming this stream where the astronauts on board were saying, we've got this astronaut that's suffering from decompression sickness. They were trying to figure out what was wrong with him. And of course, everyone on the ground was going, oh my gosh, there's an emergency on the ISS. Like, some astronaut is, severely hurt or injured. Turns out it was just a simulation and they forgot to cut the feed, which is kind of funny.
Oh God, it's like a terrible butt dial situation or something, eh?
Yeah, it's kind of the space equivalent of a butt dial, which, probably it freaked a few people out. I was on Twitter at the time and, a lot of people thought there was a real emergency, but it's, turns out it's nothing more than a simulation, luckily.
Oh gosh. Okay, well, I guess that's kind of funny looking back on, but a bit scary at the time.
Yeah, not funny if it's a real issue in space, but funny if it is.
Right. Awesome. Thank you so much, Josh, for all
no
of
worries.
That.
Well,
lots happening in space at the moment.
Yes, and Matsuriki coming up soon, too,
which I'm sure
a lot of people are looking forward to.
Looking forward to chatting about that in a couple of weeks.
Awesome. I'll speak to you then.
Cool. Thanks, Josh.
Right. Thank you.
Control, we are docked. That was Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.